Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Shil Kapadi of The Ringer joins us in a moment. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. How should the Phillies approach this offseason, push all their chips in for next year to compete with the Dodgers, or take a step back and think about building for the next 5 years? 65% say all in for next year to compete with the Dodgers. That's down a little bit. We do have the Eagles again on Monday. Now, this seems like, you know, there's a bye week every year. This is only my second year hosting, the afternoon show with a bye week. We had the bye week last year did not seem as long as the bye week this year. Now maybe it's because they stunk going into the bye last year. They got
Phillies baseball.
Oh, there was that too.
It was the bye week.
Oh.
Yeah, we got those four games in during the bye week.
Man. That is it.
Yep.
Because this year, it really seems like the Eagles played a month ago. And we did have the Eagles, I do think to an extent, the Eagles going into the bye last year, losing to Tampa, gave it a little more, meat to chew on this year, the win after the Giants. So
boring team.
Boring. Just win. I don't know if you know that. They win at a historic rate, Jack.
They do.
A guy losing at a historic rate with his picks, but it's for the greater good. That is Shil Kapadi of The Ringer. Shil joins us now. What's up, Shil?
I'm glad you mentioned for the greater good, so I didn't have to explain myself, Spike. Thank
you. Yes, come on, man. We explain it for you, and we appreciate it. Before we get to the Eagles with you, you are a Philly guy through and through, and on your podcast you talk about the Phillies as well. This is free agency in baseball, different than the other sports, in that we don't expect a wave of signings, but we're using today sort of as a jump-off point to talk about the offseason. If you were to, if I did these two categories for you, one, the Phillies, re-sign Schwarber to a big contract, maybe sign another big contract and go after it next year, or take this year to maybe reset a little bit and think about the next 5 years, which approach do you think is the right one for the Phillies?
Go for it. Come on. They won 96 games last year. There's no reset. There were too many years of bad baseball. It guarantees nothing. So, I would want Schwarber back. I do want some changes. I do want a better outfield. But, I mean, a reset year, now all of a sudden a bunch of these guys are getting older. So I don't even know what that means with guys like Turner and Harper. So I don't think you can waste a year with this core. So I say go for it.
Smart man, Shil.
Spoken like a true football guy.
Man.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Life is too short to waste a year when you have a chance.
Life's too short to be cheering for $150 million worth of 36-year-olds in 2 years.
Well, listen, I might not be around. Listen, I just said life's short.
That's a good point.
I might not even be watching baseball anymore. So, just right now, go for it.
Meanwhile, the older I get, the funnier it sounds to say, 36-year-olds, I'm 49. So what'd you think of the Jalen Phillips acquisition, and how much do you think he helps the Eagles?
I liked it. I thought it was a home run, especially when you look at the other guys who were available at the trade deadline and what some of the compensation was. So I think anytime you make an in-season trade, you're worried about, well, how is this guy going to fit? Do they have a plan for him? We've seen that with guys in the past, Robert Quinn, even Golden Tate back in the day. Here, your defensive coordinator already coached the guy. Your defensive coordinator is very rigid in what he wants out of certain positions. And so I feel confident that he's going to have a way to make it work with Jalen Phillips. And one thing I didn't realize about him that I liked as I was kind of, you know, watching his film this week is that not only is he an edge rusher, but on third down for them, he would line up inside at times and looked really good rushing the passer against guards, against centers, very slippery, big enough to do that, strong enough to do that in there. So I think he does provide some versatility. And I thought it was a good move by the Eagles.
That's interesting that he did that. When I look at him, I don't see a guy that is, you know, big enough to do those sorts of things. Maybe I'm just so used to seeing, you know, Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis, these big guys on the inside. But that is an added wrinkle. And, you know, that is one thing that Vic does is he likes moving guys around. Yep. And, you know, and putting extra guys on the line of scrimmage. And if you can put Phillips on the inside, then maybe you can even throw Bond or something on the outside, mm-hmm. put five guys on the line. His versatility could add some extra different things they could do.
Gives them some options, yeah, no doubt about it.
Is he a guy, now given the injury history, the concussions in college, the Achilles, the ACL, you know, we all look at him being at 26 years old, is he a guy that could be here? Is that something you're worrying about after the year? I mean, what do you think about him as a future piece for the Eagles given those things?
I think he's a very tricky guy to commit a lot of long-term money to because of the injury history. Now, they've taken chances on guys before, even in the draft. N'Kobe Dean, even Jahad Campbell last year, where other teams said, we got a red flag on this guy. And they said, nope, we're confident that they're going to be healthy enough. So we always are at kind of an information deficit. But what you mentioned there, I mean, is real. He had concussions in college to the point where he was advised to stop playing football and kind of stepped away and then came back, and then the injuries he's had in the NFL so far. So I think you probably need some protection if you're going to sign him to a long-term deal. And he might say, well, I have other options out there where I get more guaranteed money regardless of that. So I don't think it's something I would be surprised basically if they did that in season or were very aggressive about it. I would think it's something like, let's see how the rest of the season plays out here. Let's see what he looks like in the playoffs, what kind of fit he is, what the market is for him once we get to February and March, and then make a decision then. But, it's a position of need. He's at an age where those are the types of players you're looking for, and he could be a scheme fit. So I think it's possible, but I don't think they would be aggressive in doing that right now.
They also, Shield, brought in Jair Alexander and Michael Carter II. I'm still not sure how either one of these guys are going to be used. I don't even know if Alexander can even play. They gave up late draft picks for him, so they didn't give up a huge haul to get both guys in here. I'm just wondering, how will they fit from a personnel standpoint and what Vic Fangio wants to do?
It feels to me like Fangio probably somewhere in that building has like 100 different combinations of this is potentially what my secondary could look like. And these moves kind of just added to that. I don't think he knows what the secondary is going to look like once we get to December. So Alexander's a complete dart throw. I mean, in his prime, I think he was a top five corner in the NFL, but just the injuries have taken their toll on him. I mean, he played in week one for the Ravens, and then he only played in one other game the rest of the season. And remember, that was a defense that was struggling. Like they had been performing like one of the worst defenses in the NFL. So if they looked at it and said, he's not a guy who can help us right now, that just makes me skeptical that he's going to come in right away and play outside corner for you and be a great player. It could happen. It would be a great story if it happened. I don't think that's the most likely outcome. So I'm kind of with you there, Ike, that, you know, we'll see. But that's probably not the most likely scenario. With Carter, I think it gives you the option to play Cooper DeJean on the outside. Now, I don't think Vic Fangio wants to do that. I don't want them to do that because he's so good in the nickel and he really fills a role for you there in the middle of this defense where he can play the run, where he can make plays in the middle of the field. But I think they're looking at this going, man, if none of these outside corners work out, we might come to a point here in the next few weeks, in the next month, once we get to the playoffs, whatever it is, where we say, hey, we just got to move DeJean to the outside. who's playing nickel for us. And they might look at it and say, hey, Carter's a guy, he's not going to be as good as Dejean in there, but he can give us a quality starting slot corner, and that might just be our best combination.
So here's a name I hadn't thought about in a while, and I don't know if you have, so I don't even know if you're prepared to discuss it. Zach Berman just reported that the Eagles opened the practice window for Willie Lampkin, the offensive lineman that they signed, you know, in training camp. But
the hell is Willie Lampkin?
So it was controversial because what happened was I guess the Eagles did something that you're not really supposed to do, is claim a guy. He was on the Rams, and he had a lot of potential.
And they were upset about that.
They waived him for an injury, right?
Yeah, but they were going to bring him back, and it was one of those things where they waived him, assumed they would bring him back, but the Eagles claimed him.
Right.
Now, he has a lot of potential. Do you remember, you know, looking at any tape of Willie Lampkin? They could use another offensive lineman in their rotation. And I know you might not be prepared to talk about it, but is any thoughts on him being active potentially?
I believe he's the shortest offensive lineman in the NFL. You could look up the height for me. Yeah, I think he is the short. Like, this is the reason. Like, I think people liked his tape in college, but they were just like, there's no center. I think, he's a center. There's no center in the NFL this short. There hasn't been in the entire NFL. So I think he went undrafted because of that. And I don't think he's someone who's going to play for you unless multiple guys get injured.
He is the shortest, yes.
Well, wow. Okay, we're going to get a height?
5'10".
Oh, my God.
And one of the shortest in NFL history.
Dude, really? A 5'10 lineman?
Well, Jalen can see over him.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. I don't know. It just makes
this is the new market he was thinking about. Spike, I like this.
Well, we haven't seen the injury
interior offensive lineman.
Well, we haven't seen the injury report yet, but it makes me wonder about Cam Jurgens,
right?
And because we've seen Toth play well at center. I don't know. It seemed like there was some potential for him there, which is the only reason that the name.
I didn't know he was 5'10".
5'10". 5'11". What's the difference?
I've never basically seen 60. A 5'10 lineman. Not since I was in high school.
Nobody has in the NFL. Yeah,
I think that's a pretty good height, to be honest with you. Shiel, before I want to give you a couple of over-unders. We were doing this yesterday. Just at the midpoint of the season, do you think the Eagles are like a tier above? I'm trying to get the tiers in the NFC. There's the Eagles, the Lions, there's the Rams, the Seahawks, the Packers, the Bucks, maybe Niners to an extent. Do you think the Eagles are right there with the Rams, the Seahawks? Do you think they're above? How do you sort of have the tiers in the NFC right now?
If I had to pick one team right now to get to the Super Bowl from the NFC, I think the Eagles are the favorites. I think the betting markets tell you they're the favorites, but I don't have them in their own tier. So the teams you mentioned, I would have Eagles, Rams, Packers, Lions, and Seahawks in the top tier. I think there are five teams where I look at it and say, you could make a case for any of these teams to be the best team in the NFC right now. You can make a case for any of these teams to get to the Super Bowl, and I think it's reasonable. After that, I think there's a drop-off there. So yeah, I have them in that top tier in the NFC, and if you made me pick a team right now, I would pick them, but I'll admit, I change my mind on that every couple weeks, and who knows how the next 2 weeks go against the Packers and the Lions. I might change my mind again.
It's been a while since the NFC has been the stronger conference.
Yeah, and it
that
seems
time
like
has
it
come,
is.
Oh, it's no doubt. They're the deeper conference.
Yeah.
It's like eight teams right now that have like five or six wins in this conference. So the AFC is top heavy, but the NFC is pretty deep.
Yeah, yeah. And even top heavy. I mean, it's just because of the quarterbacks for the Bills and the Chiefs. Honestly,
yes.
I don't think anyone looks at it and says, "Oh my gosh, the Eagles couldn't compete with the Colts," or they lost to the Broncos. But obviously, that was not a game where you looked at it and said, "Oh, the Broncos are a better team than the Eagles." So yeah, I'm with you.
All right, quick over unders. Eagles have 9 more games left. Over under 6.5 more wins.
6.5 more wins. So right now they have how many wins?
They're 6-2.
So I have them. Okay. So I did this earlier and I have them at 12-5. So I'm going to go under 6.5.
Okay. Saquon Barkley, I think, has 391 rushing yards through 8 games. 1150 would be the over under.
11. Ooh, that's a high. You know what? I'm going to go over. My bold prediction is that Saquon Barkley is going to be a monster from now till the end of the season. I think they figured stuff out in the run game. I think Landon Dickerson being healthy was a huge deal. So you never know with injury stuff, but you know, yeah, I know he had the little groin thing a couple weeks ago. Other than that, he's been healthy. And so I actually think he's going to have a big second half. So I'm going to go over.
All right. So Eagles play at the Packers on Monday night. The Eagles, last time I checked, were 2.5 point underdogs. Now, you are picking against the Eagles for us every week, just like I am, because it is good luck. I want your pick on this, but I also, I truly want to know if you think they're going to lose or not. Your official pick is going to be Packers, but I do actually want to know what you think.
Okay. This is a good way to do it. You set me up nicely, Spike. Thank you. You know, you're not just making me look bad for my record. I appreciate that.
Right.
I think the Packers... A game or A-plus game is as good as any team in the NFL. I also think they're one of the streakiest teams in the NFL, where if you tune in 1 week, one quarter, one half, you go, why is anyone hyping this team up? They're playing with their food, and they look like an average team. I mean, we just saw that last week with them against the Carolina Panthers. They lost to the Browns earlier this season. They've had these moments where, or these games where you just say, no, they're not that team. So explosive plays are a big deal with the Packers. That's what they're best at offensively. That's what they're best at preventing defensively. But down to down, there hasn't totally been that consistency. So I think you got to have a plan for Micah Parsons. There's no doubt about that in your pass protection. I think you can run the football on this team. I think the Eagles will come out with that sixth offensive lineman under center, and I think they'll try to run the football a lot early in this game. And then defensively, like I said, you just got to limit those explosive plays. They lost their tight end, Tucker Kraft, who I thought was the best tight end in the NFL this season. And so that's a big, big deal for that offense. So I look at it, and I like the Eagles in this spot, honestly, where I think they go there as underdogs. I trust them more. I think they're more reliable with what they found here in the last 2 to 3 weeks. So I think it's going to be a close game. I think these are two of the best teams in the NFL, quite honestly. Maybe two, you know, obviously two of the best teams in the NFC. I think they both can win the Super Bowl this season. But I think the Eagles are going to go in there, run the football, be efficient offensively.
And of course,
like
lose.
26-23 Eagles. No, but yes, not officially.
You're going a little far. I said you could.
I'm not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
I'm still learning here.
Yes, you're going a little far. Now give your official prediction. All that said, all that positivity about the Eagles.
24-23 Packers, of course, is my official pick.
There we go. All right. Thank you, Shiel.
Good sport.
Remember, this is for Philadelphia. You're,
yes,
you know, Philadelphia.
Right.
Good sport.
All right. Thank you, Shiel.
See you guys next
week. Brother.
There is Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer, Philly special podcast, all that stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Feel is having a lot of trouble with the pick against the Eagles.
Yeah, he's not comfortable with that.
No, he's not a bitsman. I got to get him in. I know Shiel has it in him, you know, but he's like, I'm a football guy. I'm so smart.
Stop watching tape.
Yeah, stop watching tape. Pick against Eagles. Pick against Eagles.
Breaking news.
AJ Brown is practicing today.
Oh, there you go. But there's something interesting there, which means
he could talk.
He could talk.
Oh, yeah.
After practice.
Yeah.
So, what time's locker room opens?
Well, you got my heart over here racing, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Guy called the other day very upset about the use of the breaking news.
Yeah, seriously.
To calm down. Yeah. They get very touchy about breaking news.
Well,
oh, was that when I did the A.J. Brown's not going to get traded?
Yes. Didn't like that one.
Yeah, you did the dramatic pause again with A.J.
Yeah.
Oops.
You know we're all, Well, it's good he's practicing. That's for damn sure.
So we will have, can we have Elliot on the case?
Oh,
yeah. What about Saquon? What's Saquon?
It's not out yet.
Saquon had the groin.
Oh, right.
Not out yet.
The report's not out yet.
I'll hit the breaking news sounder.
Okay.
Well, how'd you know A.J. was at practice?
Well, they're tweeting it. Right now. Like, Elliot's tweeting it. They're all tweeting about it. But
that's what I'm saying. Saquon's not out there at practice?
Well, no one said whether he was or not.
Oh, okay.
The report isn't out.
The injury report isn't out.
Yeah. But I just figured since you got AJ out in practice, maybe Saquon's out there.
I'll get on it.
Yeah,
that's
get
all,
on
that's
it.
All. I
get
mean,
on it.
Text Elliot. Hold on.
Yeah,
hold
right.
on.
I mean, I'm interested in the growing as well.
Yeah, you've often been.
Big groin guy over here. Well, and if AJ talks, we will, either way, let's have Elliot on after the locker room opens and we'll find out what happens.
Straight to AJ's locker.
Yes. You know, Elliot like scurrying.
He's definitely going to get in there.
Little tiny Elliot getting to AJ's locker.
Well,
all right, hold on. Saquon Barkley, also practicing.
That's good news.
All right, Jack, what about Cam Jurgens?
Oh, yeah. That's another one.
This is great. I don't know yet.
Why not?
All right. I'll text Elliot. Hold on.
I want to know about this Willie Lampkin thing. I don't know. Everybody's laughing about
this. This is the most Spike thing to get worked up about.
He's
about
locked in on
were they
Willie
wrong to claim him off waivers from the Rams? Is he going to come back to bite him in the end?
They're not my Rams.
They were your Rams last year.
They were my Rams
now
last year.
Now it's your Bucks.
No, well, yeah.
That's true.
Too many injuries. But I do have money on them. So 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
You think AJ saw Dombrowski somewhere and was like, you know, you should just say something at the press conference.
That's funny. Yeah, maybe it was AJ. Maybe that whole thing was AJ fueled.
And I would definitely check up on his interviews in spring training. I think Bryce is going to be sick that day.
No. He's smart.
He'll smart. He'll speak.
Because if he dodges,
that's never good.
Yeah, I got 4 hours. I got to do every day, buddy. if you don't come on the show ain't canceled.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Yeah,
we're gonna be down there. So I'll be respectful. Just do the interview, buddy. Do the interview. All right.
So go cry in his peanut butter cream latte.
Yeah.
What's up, Jay?
Yeah, you get
bigger,
man.
Gary,
what's up with the awkward pauses, Gary? I mean, can we address the elephant in the room?
Yeah,
love your calls.
Yeah.
But, like, well, you're not on delay.
Yeah.
You're not, like, on TV when there's an awkward 3-second delay. No. Like, come on, Gary.
Yeah. When we stop
like
talking,
it's just I don't know if you're going to say something. I'm going to say something. I'll just start just blabbing away.
No. Pretend it's... We're talking to you, and we've stopped talking, and then it's your turn to talk. You haven't even brought up, I'm sure you had something to actually,
you've
always got your little quips in the beginning, but I don't know if you just have more quips.
I'm laying off of that. Yeah, you told me it's bad press.
Well, you just did it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. There it is.
Is your brain malfunction? Talk.
Oh my God!
Fine, thanks. Let's go get Harrison Bader.
Well, Harrison Bader's already on the Phillies. He's a $12 million player. Like, yeah, of course. I would love to have Harrison Bader.
Yeah.
But what I don't want is a bunch of big contracts. I think maybe they could play it safe. Jack will have it coming up at 3:30 during the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, but the projections seem reasonable for Bader. You know, I don't think Bader's getting any sort of big deal. He is.
I don't want is Reese. Like, we could back off that one. It was cute. He was great. We liked him, but I think he's
free agent.
Yeah, they didn't pick up his option, I think.
Yeah, what the hell are we gonna do with Reese?
He could be.
If you let Schwarber walk, he could DH him.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm not replacing Schwarber with Reese.
What if it's Bregman and Hoskins or just Schwarber? 215.
Ooh.
I want Bellinger.
Ooh.
I know you want now little you Cody. Yeah. You got it.
I want Bellinger. I just want a guy who's going to be like, we'll get to that next, though. Anyway, Gary, do you have anything you, for next question today, anything you are, what's the word I was using?
Oddly
passionate.
Oddly passionate about, aside from awkward pauses in conversation. There it is.
People driving slow in the passing lane.
Oh, people driving slow in the passing
lane. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's one I could have gone with, but I feel like I've gone with traffic other times.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Gary. Yeah, anything
traffic related, yeah.
You know where that, maybe you take this road as well, oftentimes. Mm-hmm. 55.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't take 55
not as
when
much,
you're going home?
Yep.
Dude, 55 is the drive slow. And if you're out there, the person who almost missed the exit to get on 55 that swerved onto 55 and almost killed me.
Ooh, I hate that.
That happened some.
I know what you're talking
about. On 295.
I know what you're talking about.
Swerves on a 55.
Yeah.
I have to swerve to get out of the way. Thank God there was nobody to my right. And then when I pulled up next to you, you didn't even acknowledge me. You got to give me the wave and say that you're sorry.
Yeah, at least do it. My bad. That's
my
on
bad.
Me. That's on me.
That's on me. I can't be mad at you if you take blame.
Yep.
But 55 is the drive slow in the left lane road.
Man.
It is a nightmare. Get out of there. And
you're not even an aggressive driver.
I'm not.
No, you're not an aggressive driver.
I'm not. But if you're
If
you're at 62 in the left lane, I'm sorry. If you're not passing anybody, it's for passing. If you're not passing anybody, move over.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a average 10 to 15 miles per hour with a speed limit. That's just
Is that how you
classic work? Jersey driver?
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Would you rather the Phillies go all in, spend a bunch of money? Oh, go ahead.
Nope.
No, say it.
I've already put the foot in the mouth already. I don't need to alert everybody where we live at.
Right. Yeah.
For my driving.
Yeah. In fact, I've already said too many times, right. I think, where I live. Yeah.
Well, and you're running for
mayor.
I'm not running for mayor. I just have my eye on the government of Harrison Township. I want to know where my money's going. Anyway, 215-592-9494. Speaking of money, would you rather the Phillies spend a bunch of money this offseason, perhaps bring back Kyle Schwarber, another big contract, to try to beat the Dodgers next year, or would you rather reset, think about the next 5 years, maybe be a little more conservative this offseason? Speaking of which, a very special High Hopes Jackie Baseball report coming up next. We'll talk about the Phillies free agents, where they may be price range, and if they'll stay. And then the other free agents, we should keep our eyes open for this offseason. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.